My name is Amy Lynch, and I'm the host and producer of the Mixing Babies and Business podcast. When I set out to launch a podcast in 2020, it was to attempt to create an online space where the conversations I would normally host at my in-person parent-friendly professional development events could reach a wider audience at a time and place when and where they needed it most. This show features inspiring interviews edited into mini episodes less than 20 minutes long, designed for parents who want to invest in themselves alongside their loved ones. If you want to explore mixing babies and business, you've come to the right place. All of my podcast interviews usually follow the same trend: excitement at guests booking in and agreeing to be recorded, feeling out of my comfort zone as I deal with tech glitches, it then feeling all worth it as I let everything they say to me sink in, relearning how to edit audio clips and produce episodes during my kids' quiet or bedtimes, getting emotional as I listen back to the stories and insights, figuring out how to upload and promote episodes, and gratitude for how humble, helpful, and responsive every guest has been. What started as an idea turned into self-doubt and problem-solving before quickly evolving into admiration and then enthusiasm to share these stories with listeners like you. Season 1 launched in early November, and this recap episode is wrapping things up before the end of 2020 as I prepare to take a break before working on the next series of interviews. My first interview was with Frankie Tortora, a mom of two, freelance graphic designer, and founder of Doing It for the Kids. We cover all things community, creativity, and parenthood, including switching back and forth between unpaid and paid work, setting hard boundaries with our time and availability, and hitting the reset button as a creative professional and a parent. Check out the interview series with Frankie in episodes 2, 3, and 4. My second interview is with Tanya Hales, a mom of one and an award-winning event planner, freelance writer, public speaker, creative storyteller, and founder of Black Moms Connection and Color and White Spaces. We cover all things events, inclusive spaces, and career pivots, including what to do when others challenge what you're building, how primary caregivers are being left out of business spaces and programming, and being yourself, planting the seeds, and seeing what grows. Check out the interview series with Tanya in episodes 5, 6, and 7. The third interview was with Kevin Bourne, a dad of three and an entrepreneur, freelance journalist, media personality, and co-founder of Shifter Magazine and Shifter Agency. We cover a decade of being the primary caregiver, activism, and mentoring others, including how building his business and parenting has changed for him over the past decade, redefining what's possible and learning to challenge the status quo, and what he wishes someone would have told him in the early days of parenthood. Check out the interview series with Kevin in episodes 8, 9, and 10. My fourth interview was with Carla Briones, a mom of two kids, an award-winning Mexican-Canadian serial entrepreneur, and founder of Carla Briones Consulting. We cover parenthood as a catalyst to entering entrepreneurship, including learning the art of letting go, transitioning out of the failure is not an option mindset as a newcomer to Canada, and what she thinks you should focus on as a new business owner. Check out the interview series with Carla in episodes 11, 12, and 13. I sincerely hope you'll find comfort in hearing the lived experience of other entrepreneurial and community leaders in their own words who have been adapting to their parenthood journey along the way. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your network or leave a review for us. You can access more parent-friendly professional development, including free, flexible, and remote work with kids resources on our website at mixingbabiesandbusiness.com. We'll be back in early 2021 with season 2. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.